If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is about the time that my bowel movement hits.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarem Injury Lawyers.
Mokarem Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Boys, we got the Astros. Put it on them Tigers, didn't they?
They did. Coming back, too.
Astros put it on them Tigers. We'll break it down the rest of the show. The Rockets, they pissed down their leg one more time. Crunch time just didn't have it. Still breaking down this draft for these Texans, which, by the way, I absolutely love the draft. Just in case there's anybody out there that was wondering, we did not grade the drafts yesterday. I had some folks on Twitter coming at me. We did not grade the draft yesterday at all. Had some people on Twitter talking about we gave them a C minus and a D on the draft. That's just 100% teetotally false. What do they call it? Patently false. Patently not true. Is that the right way? Is that the right phrase?
Sure, you're on it. I just usually say someone's full of that.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, I couldn't help myself on Twitter just because it just simply was taken completely out of context. So we had a little back and forth. But just so everybody out there knows, I would equate, if I were going to, we're not typically the grade the draft kind of guys, put a grade on it, but if we were going to grade the Texans draft, I think I'd be on the higher end. I would probably go A-, B-plus, only because you didn't have a first-round pick and you couldn't work your magic and get up. So if I were going to, that would be it, but it wouldn't be a D. So if anybody out there was confused about that yesterday, 4 hours, we did not do it one time. Contrary to popular belief, contrary to what you see on Twitter, we did not do it one time. But a lot going on in the big, beautiful city of Houston. We greatly appreciate everybody out there listening. Remember to download that Audacy app, AUDACY. Make sure you all of our segments are podcasted. There's a rewind feature where you can go back and listen to anything you'd like, as well as the podcast. Everything is podcasted on that that app there, AUDACY. Download it. Keep it on the hip. Take us everywhere you go. Guys, there's a group, and this is my group that I've created, but y'all know I'm serious when I get to it. If you listen to the show, you know there's a Jake Myers, I'll go 2024 Jake Myers, where he just looks defeated before he ever gets in the batter's box. We'll see if that changes this year as the season goes along. But Jake Myers is in that group, and then this past football season, Dalton Schultz, when asked to pass protect, the look that he has when he looks to the sidelines, like pouting, drops his shoulders. Guys, why'd y'all call that play? Why'd y'all ask me to do that? Is what it looks like he's saying. Bad body language, right? That's a two-man group that no athlete wants to be a part of. That's a two-man team in Houston, one from the Astros, one from the Texans.
You do not want to be in that group, 100%.
You do not want to be in that group. And look, it's all based on just the feeling that I get when I'm watching you play. Whether it be in the middle of the action, early in a game, late in the game, whatever it may be. Watching the Rockets get beat last night by the Golden State Warriors, boys, I got to put a Rocket in this group. I got to add somebody to this group. It's a Houston Rocket, and it's going to be hard for my man to rebound from this. Jalen Green is squarely in the group with Jake and Dalton.
You just made the list.
I don't support this.
I don't.
I think you're jumping the gun.
I'm not. I absolutely am not. I think it is. It is based on the visual of when a player is pissing down his leg, when a player has bad body language because he feels like he's asked to do something he couldn't do, or the stage is too big, the lights are too bright, there's an intimidation, there's a fear, there's a poor, pitiful me look, and Jalen Green is squarely in that group right now. I never in my life thought Jalen Green would piss down his leg the way that he has in this playoff series, Ron. There's a lot to talk about with this Rockets game, because it's not just Jalen Green. The fact that there's nobody else that can step up in this situation is a problem. But Jalen Green, I thought this series, which I said I stood on the mountaintop and screamed it on this show for the last 2 weeks. I thought this is a force Jalen Green to the forefront. I don't care if he's cold. I don't care if he's hot. I don't care if it's a 38-point night or an 8-point night. He's got to be the guy that you make the priority. And we weren't 5 minutes into that damn game last night, and I was A-okay with Ime Udoka putting him on the bench and hoping like hell Fred VanVleet could get us to the promised land, could get us to the finish line.
Yeah, that was quite a change for you. You were like, hey, you got to ride with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought that was the only way, which I think the premise, the thought that Jalen Green is the only way that the Rockets are going to win another game in this series, I think that is accurate. I still think that let me rephrase that. Not with Jalen Green. Like, the thought that they're going to have a hard time winning a game without Jalen Green, without, like, the good version of Jalen Green, that is still a belief of mine. I don't think that is wrong. I just no longer believe that Jalen Green is the guy that can get it done. I've seen the, hey, he's young. Hey, it's his first playoff experience. Hey, that's fine, man. And that was cool. Game one, court was big. Had a hard time getting my feet underneath me, man. I admitted that he was nervous. Hey, man, this is game four. You've been in this environment four times now, and it was deer in headlights early and often, and it was confusion. There was fear. There was intimidation. There was timidness every single time he touched the football. The basketball in the fourth game of a playoff series, when he's already shown that against this particular squad, he can go get buckets. Like this is a damn yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, this is the damnest thing I've seen.
No, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I never would have imagined, Clint, that Steven Adams would play more minutes than him, and really be on the floor with him out. And then not feel like, what are they doing? No, it made sense. They had a better chance to win with Steven Adams on the floor than they did with Jalen Green. And that is a huge, huge thing to deal with.
Well, I think the most frustrating thing for me is, again, I do not go, even though that Jalen Green was the mountaintop I was standing on and screaming about, I didn't expect him to go out there and score 38 points and even be the high point man. It would be nice if he did, but I expected him to go down fighting, go down punching, go down confident, go down and show us that you got that killer instinct. Go down and show us that nothing can rattle your confidence. And he's just done the exact opposite. And so welcome to the list. Welcome to the group. Jalen Green, Dalton Schultz, and Jake Myers. Congratulations. It's now the three-headed monster.
Next line coming in. I think Jake and Dalton are who they are. Not changing. Surely Jalen Green can grow into a better role. Surely. Jake said, hold on, man. Don't just put the ceiling on top of me.
Well, we'll see. I mean, guys can get out of the group. I mean, I'd be shocked if Dalton Schultz. I mean, it's going to be real hard for Dalton to get out. Jake's doing some nice things right now. And look, I just... I don't know. I don't remember seeing. And I look, you're the NBA guy, Ron. I don't remember watching a young superstar like one night go for 38 and be the man, and then the other three nights out of four games be a guy that takes eight shots, that takes 11 shots, that just is getting yanked out of the game, and is and rightfully so at this point, because he is rattled, he's shook. That it just snowball going downhill, man. It is M.A. Doka's got to pull him out of the game to
not this level of up and down.
The level of fear. It's one thing to turn the ball over. It's another thing to not get your reads right. It's another thing to not be getting buckets and your shot be off. But it's another thing when you look like a damn deer in headlights in the first two or three minutes of a game, and it just keeps getting worse. And so there's my Jalen Green getting added to my squad. I will say this about the Rockets, though, Ron. I think the Rockets are getting exactly what they needed the most. Which is a clear and obvious path forward. If you are the Rockets brass that have to make a decision of making a trade, and how important is it? How aggressive do you need to be? What's the sense of urgency? Like, it's very clear right now this offseason, the Rockets brass has to be very confident in whatever moves have to be made to get people in here, to get a couple of guys in here, damn sure one, but probably a couple, to help you compete for titles. It's never been more clear than it is right now. I mean, you've got one of your big three. One of your big three has just simply shown up with that mess in your neck, with that, hey, I don't give a damn, give me the ball, get out of the way, take charge. There's a different level of intensity, and that's Şengün. Amen Thompson was better last night, but it still paled in comparison to what he was doing during the regular season. And Jalen Green, it's just been an absolute cluster. I think this year it would have been nice if the Rockets could have made a good playoff run. I think it's more valuable that the Rockets get exactly what they need the most, which is something that obviously right in their face, no doubt about it, you got to make some moves. Now, here's the question I got for you, Ron, is in the process of finding this out, I'm going to assume that Jalen Green's not going to go for 40 in game five.
He's very capable of it, but well, yeah.
And we're at home, so I mean, he's capable, but.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Has the value of any of these guys in a trade taken a hit big time with a bad playoff performance?
No, I don't think big time. I mean, Jalen's maybe a little, but not big time, because I still think with his age, people, if they're going to make the trade, still look at it as, all right, this is a guy who could come in and you know, give me 20 a night,
right,
to go along with somebody. I don't know that, and he would be really the only one, right? They're not trading Amen Thompson, so that's it. And you know, Jabari Smith hasn't really gotten, I think he's played well. I feel like he probably needs to play more.
Yeah,
he's been there to me their most consistent shooter, especially from beyond the arc in the series. But I think it would only be Jalen, but his age, and I think there are a lot of people who think I could have him as the two or the three, probably the three on a team that's really good. Yeah. So I don't think people are gonna look at him and say, man, this guy's gonna be the next star.
Yeah.
I think that shot, hell, I think the Rockets wouldn't even entertain it if that were the case.
Boy, it is just the intimidation, that timidness, that frustration, that lack of confidence is hard to watch. A guy that has superstar ability go through it, man. And by the way, I see a lot on social media, guys, about he's young. It's the first playoff series. You know, you're four games in. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not. I mean, Jalen Green doesn't fall into that category for me.
Well, I mean, I think it does a bit, his youth. But, you know, this is like Shador dropping four rounds. Like, this ain't just like a, hey, man, he's young and he's, you know, he's just get to it. Young. No, he's young and scoring 7 points, not 15.
Yeah.
Right, not 20. He's scoring. Like, this is Shingun's first run. Shingun's had damn near a double-double in every one of the games, right? Like, this is Amid Thompson's first run. He had 17 and a 9 yesterday. He scored under 9 points three of the games.
Yeah.
Like, he's a
primary ball handler, and defense is not his special.
And his coach is unable to play him the final 4 minutes of the most important game of the season.
Yeah.
So it's not just a, you know, he's not rising to the, I mean, this is a drop.
Yeah. That's Ron Ugly. I'm Clint Stern. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. T-Mill, Tyler Milner is behind the glass on the ones and twos. You don't hear much from him today. He is back there grinding on something, y'all. But to put a bow on this topic here is the Rockets are getting a clear and obvious picture of what their next move is, unfortunately. See, I think it's a huge plus for the Rockets. I would rather them win. I would rather Jalen Green go off. I'd rather Jalen Green make me wrong and get out of that Dalton Schultz, Jake Myers group that I put him in. But I think the brass has got a clear and obvious path forward and plenty of evidence, tangible evidence, to justify the moves that need to be made this offseason for the Rockets.
Yeah. All right, coming up, some news that you need to know concerning your Houston Astros. You do not want to miss the news that has just come out. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Right here live on the drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, some news coming from Daikin Park as the Astros get ready for Game 2 of the series tonight with the Detroit Tigers after winning last night. Clint, this is from the captain, Joe Espada. Lance McCullers will throw a bullpen session tomorrow. His next step after that could be to return to the major league mound.
Bury me in the age.
Let's go.
I'm excited about it. I mean, I love it.
Wow, that's not even me.
I'm stoked. I want to see Lance on the bump. I want to see the Daikin Park crowd go absolutely nuts and blow the top off the place. I want to hear Ron Ugly do the starting lineups when Lance McCullers is in it.
I don't know if we want to do it this early.
I would like for Lance McCullers to make this comeback and at a time when we need. We could use another starter out there, even if it is a piggyback role. It's on a pitch count. It would be nice. I mean, a McCullers gusto or like little piggyback game or something, that'd be nice.
Yeah, this feels like it's happening.
How about a McCullers Spencer Arrighetti little piggyback? Because he hadn't been with that broken hand, he hadn't been able to throw, so he's just strengthening his legs. He's just squatting the house every day.
I think he's gonna be the way they're talking. He seems like he's gonna beat Spencer.
Let's go
to get him in.
I'm getting excited.
So you've been saying this. You think they would go to six? Or take somebody down. I mean, Gusto's been pitching his butt off. Everybody's.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you go to six or if you go to, like I said, a piggyback game.
Yeah, Blanco wasn't bad yesterday, five innings, three runs.
Look, I think just Spencer Arrighetti being out kind of changes the game a bit. Do you really want to go to six and have to piggyback a game on top of a Gusto game? And now with whatever's going on, today with Wisniewski not starting tomorrow. What's going to go on tomorrow, I guess, is the better way to say that. I would think maybe a piggyback game more so than go to six.
Yeah, someone text in Greg in Spring Branch. Let's be real, Lance's next step will be back to the IL. Come on now.
Oh, man, be positive, man.
Good Lord, man.
That sounds like something Tyler would say.
Nah, no, it doesn't. Sounds like
not about an Astro.
I was about to say, sounds like something Tyler of Texas Rangers fandom would say.
The Rangers
whoever the Rangers Tyler is.
By the way, great job giving up that walk-off Little League homer, Arlington. Freaking losers.
Freaking loser.
Little League homer, man, walk-off. Yeah. You guys suck.
the dismounts are the best.
You guys suck. That's what he said. It should be a fun race between them all year long. So that's big. Lance, I can't wait to see that because it has never been a thing, and I've said this repeatedly, it's never been a thing with Lance of he don't want to. I think his eagerness to get back in has hurt him. I think he has come back too fast. I think he is that one time where he elected to not have surgery and just take care of it because he wanted to get back quicker for his team, and he helped his team as he pitched in the playoffs. But we haven't seen him in a long, long time, and I hope to see, because he could be a big asset. And we talked about in the offseason, if Lance McCullers is anything close to the Lance McCullers that we last saw, as a full time starter. Like,
look out.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, Lance McCullers getting back healthy and getting to the big leagues, at least gives us Astros fans a little bit of hope. Take the Lance McCullers dynamic out of it, which I know is hard to do because there's emotions attached there and history there, but take that part of it out. It gives you a little bit of some insurance, man. I mean, just the ability to go to six-man rotation if you need to. The ability to have, somebody be playing long toss in left field while the opponent is taking BP and he gets the line drive off his throwing hand. It allows you to weather those storms a little bit better than, obviously significantly better than where you're at right now. Not that Gusto hadn't been fabulous, but just you're calling on guys that you really don't know what the hell you're going to get.
Yeah. Also, Wisniewski won't start tomorrow, which is why AJ Blueba is here and is a candidate to start, but is presently on the taxi squad. So Wisniewski, who has been really, really good too. Even his last start, he only gave up two runs. He's been great in the rotation thus far. Looks like they want to get him some extra rest. By the way, how y'all feel about that new lineup last night? With Jeremy Peña at the top, he got two hits, got him a double score, two runs. Altuve behind him went deep, got three RBIs. Yordan got on base twice, got him an RBI. Paredes was on base, scored a run. Walker had a big home run and a couple of RBIs. It feels like they need to roll with this for a little bit.
I love it.
I don't know if Dana and the captain are getting itchy, but it feels like this is where they need to ride right now. At least the top five, six.
That was a no-brainer for me.
I love the speed at the top of the lineup. I love potentially having a duck on the palm for Altuve out of the gate. I love the thought of having Peña hitting the hottest hitter on the team right now, hitting in front of Altuve again to have action on the base pass more often when he's at the plate. I'm a fan. I really like this. By the way, I think tonight's probably a Yordan bomb night.
Just filling, huh?
Yeah,
I'm on over 1.5 bases. That'd be nice. Close.
Yeah, he is. No, man, it looked like just at least the top to me, even the top six right now, right up to Diaz whenever he's in the game. This makes sense. The lineup is out as they take on Reese Olson, the Tigers, who's been pitching pretty well to start. Peña leading off again. That seems to be a great spot for him. Altuve, Alvarez behind him, Paredes, Walker, Diaz, and then Zach DiCenzo, Myers, and Dubon fill the rest of it.
D's nuts, DiCenzo.
You're right. He's nuts, DiCenzo.
That's right.
Right. They're damn losers. But they are.
I wonder, say it again.
D's nuts, DiCenzo. You just finish it off with DiCenzo. You just go, D's nuts, Zenzo. No, that's not
it. Was a good thought.
I tried to. I just feel like you're starting over again with.
I feel like D's nuts needs to go after DiCenzo. Try it that way, Tyler.
DiCenzo, D.
Nope.
DiCenzo, D's nuts.
Maybe it's the inflection. That's what it is.
Go ahead, hey, Zach. Get up there. DiCenzo, D's nuts. That it? DiCenzo,
or maybe you
D's nuts.
Maybe you need to put the front, the full name, Zach.
Okay. D's nuts, DiCenzo. Let me try it.
Let's try it.
Zachary.
No, I did not say Zachary. Don't be adding.
We don't even know if that's accurate. Right. We don't even know if it is Zachary.
You don't have a friend that goes by Zachary.
It may not be Zachary.
Yeah, the only Zachary I know is a real nerd.
With a name like DiCenzo, it's Zachary.
All right, let me try it.
It is.
Zach.
D's nuts. DiCenzo.
The crowd goes wild.
The hand gestures like he's handling two about volleyball-sized cojones at the time. It adds to it, the visual of it. Sorry, radio listeners.
Those are YouTube and Twitch. If you saw it, OZD in the building. But no, man, that was something right there. That was him getting on base and him seeing pitches. Him, I like that. That is a good move. Good job, manager Altuve, for stepping up and coming up with that idea. Great job, man!
Really, really happy.
I think you just go with D's nuts. I think you just take drop the name completely.
Just drop the just D's.
Yeah, in right field, batting eighth,
right,
batting seventh. D's nuts.
D's nuts. DiCenzo.
He had it. He had it. He just couldn't help himself.
Yeah, he wanted to add on to it.
Take the name completely off of it.
Oh, we'll keep working at it.
I do. We got to. I feel like the name,
the listeners are like,
has to be a part of it. Because the D's nuts is coming from the DiCenzo. Maybe Zach D's nuts. That's it.
Maybe. It's a work in progress. We'll get it right.
Someone texted in and said, Ron's got a little more rhythm with it. Tyler sounds too stiff with it.
Well, I mean.
Well, you know me. I tend to stay that way, my friend.
That hits the mark in a couple of different ways.
Tyler's going with some It's the I think whatever voice he's going with is also just he's going. Yeah, he's coming. He's got to just let it flow. Just
it's a little forceful.
It's a little forceful.
He's nuts to Zinzo.
I mean, you got to give it a little bit more than that. That's what I got to get your. You got to find the middle. Find the center.
I'll try.
It can't be. And Zach Zinzo's nuts.
Got him.
He somehow literally went to Zach's. Peace.
Coming up, we've talked a lot about some of the rough in this, but let's look at a little bit of the good before we look at the bad from yesterday's game. And is this just really nothing to overthink with this Rockets-Warriors series? Is it just very clear what's going on here?
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Thanks, guys. My two-year-old is now yelling, "These nuts." Ha ha, the wife's going to be pissed.
Hey, well, I mean, must be a big Astros fan.
Huge fan. Tell him about Zach DeZinzo.
Hey, Mom, who's these nuts? Oh, it's Zach. It's a right fielder for the right fielder first baseman for the Astros. Bad in the seven-hole tonight, Mom. We got to watch him.
There was this dude at in my freshman year of college. He would find ways to get that off in every.
These nuts?
Yeah. Like any word he can. Like, you know, Stan? Bet you can't stand these.
Mm-hmm.
No, Will? Like he would walk you into it, man. I mean, he was creative as hell to get to it. So, yeah, man, we're talking about Zach DeZinzo. These nuts. What are we talking about there? So, tell your 2 year old to go for Zach tonight. He's bad set. He's bad set. All right. Listen, there was some good and some bad, obviously, yesterday. That was a tough, tough, tough loss. And now it feels like, Clint, you know, you got to win three in a row. And you got to beat this Warriors team three times in a row. Now, you've been in every one of the games, but you got to beat them three times in a row. And that seems to be tough, especially with one of the games having to be in Golden State. So that's a tough one. But, Clint, last night there was some good. And, you know, Alperen Şengün was arguably the best player on the floor last night. Jimmy Butler came on late, had 27, and a couple of their players did some things. But I think there's a real argument that he was the best player on the floor last night. 31-10, 5 assists, just getting that for Tyler, who had him at 4.5. Just getting that, 5 assists. And he went for 2 steals as well. He went for it, Clint. He shot the ball 28 times. Now, he only made 12 of them. And he went 7 of 10 from the line. And as someone texted in earlier, feels like he left a couple of bunnies there. But still, Clint, I just liked kind of the contrast of the guy we've been talking about earlier. I just like, Clint, the contrast of, hey, man, I'm going to take it. Give me the ball.
Yeah,
he wanted it. He wanted it down the stretch. And then the third quarter, when Golden State made their run, third, fourth quarter, they were going to him, and something good was happening. So I want to give him some praise because he was really, really good last
night. Absolutely. Look, and regardless of the result, clearly he had a big night, but regardless of the result, and we don't even, hell, I think you and I agree, like the getting Alperen Şengün the basketball at the top of the key going one-on-one with Draymond Green from depth, I don't know that that's the ideal last attempt to win a ball game, win a playoff game. I don't know that I actually love that, but when you look at it from Şengün's perspective of give me the ball and get the hell out of the way and I'm gonna try to go get a bucket, the confidence is there. The moment has never been too big. Hell, at one point in time, he was pissed off at Amen Thompson for not coming up and setting a pick. He's bringing the ball down the floor, crosses half court over to the left hand side, and he's waving Amen Thompson to come get a pick and he goes the other direction. When the timeout, he goes over there and talks to him about it. Like I don't know if those are the right things to be doing, so to speak. I'll be honest with you. I don't like at all Şengün handling the ball, coming up the floor and handling the ball that far away from the basket all the time. I don't like it. But the young fella in the biggest moments is doing everything that he can to give his team a chance to win ball games. He's rebounding, he's assisting, he's scoring. I mean, he's playing extended minutes. He's
42 absolutely, minutes.
Yeah, he's absolutely. Yeah, man. I mean, and so from Şengün's perspective, I absolutely love everything we're getting from him. If he had a little bit of help and you could afford to pull him out of the game and rest him a little bit every now and then maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's got his legs at the end of the game to hit a jumper. Maybe he's not so fatigued and exhausted that making a damn free throw late in the game isn't a problem. And I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just saying, like, this dude's leaving every bit of it on the floor, and there's no blinking whatsoever in the thought of, hey, man, this is a big game, big moment. He is clearly, up to the task.
Clearly the place they go when they need to get a shot, and the best place for them, man. If you just look at what he's done in this series and understanding how you can – you know, look at what Jalen Green has done in game one. He's 26-9 with an assist. Game two, 17-16 with 7 assists all around. Game three, 15-11-4 assists. And then last night, 31-10-5. Like, that is a – he's playing like he's the All-Star. That is you know, that makes sense. That's a line of four games that makes sense. Not, hey, man, I just went crazy for 30 and then just said to hell with it. And I will. You said you had an apology. I'd apologize. Some people were texting in a week and a half ago when we said, yeah, I think it's fair to say that this year Jalen Green's been the best player. Well, it's understandable. Alperen Şengün has been the most consistent and best player in the postseason with ease.
Right now, I mean, he's been the only player that has not shown any signs of intimidation. And you can argue that he's been the recipient of more than anybody because he's the one down there having to deal with Draymond Green's ass the whole game most of the time.
Well, them being really physical
because
they don't have an answer for him.
Yeah. No, I mean, no, there's no – that debate is shut the heck down, man. I mean, I'm done with that one. I mean – Amen Thompson showed some signs of life last night, but he's been a non-factor in this series. Jalen Green, 3 out of 4 games, absolute non-factor. In fact, he's been a liability. That debate is out the window. It is Şengün, and until you see these other guys perform in the playoffs and give the effort and have the confidence and you know the ability that he has when it matters the most, hell, that conversation is put to bed.
Yeah, and you just brought him up. I want to give an honorable mention to Amen Thompson. Listen, we were hard on him. We were calling him out. Hell, I said in game three, man, he probably should have been off the floor at times. He looked tentative. He had that weird combination of I'm tentative, but I'm gonna still try to take shots. Yesterday, you could tell he had a concerted effort to get to the basket, and he did. 17 points, 9 rebounds. He was the second, besides Fred, he was the third guy for them. And it was in the fourth quarter he made a couple of big baskets, gave him a lead a couple of times. So he didn't look fearful like he had been looking. And really fearful, like he just didn't have confidence on the offensive end. That was the part, like, yeah, I'm going to drive it, but I'm not driving with authority. Today or yesterday, he drove it with authority and finished in the lane. So I, I I give him, you know, some credit for some good as well. He looked a lot better in game four than he did the previous two games.
The degree of difficulty on some of the shots he hits. I mean, the double clutch layup.
The one that he was flying out of bounds and still got it off glass.
Yeah.
Late in the fourth, I said, how the hell did that go in?
The question is, how did he have that level of touch on the ball when his body is that reckless flying out of bounds?
Yeah, that level of touch and, like, the angle when he let it go. It was nuts. Like, because there were a couple of times I'm like, oh, man, that was a wild shot.
I didn't know, and you may be able to answer this for me. He goes up, gets fouled. Still in the air, the ball pops out of his hand. He catches it and shoots it and makes it, and they don't give him a shot.
I think they were saying the foul happened prior.
It happened in the first shot when it knocked it out of his hand. The second shot. Okay, I got it.
The second one is.
They
call it a regather.
Okay. So yeah, but he did it before he ever touched the ground.
Yeah.
But it's a separate shot. Okay, I got it. I thought for sure. Hey, that's two, man. That's and one. Nope.
I got to give him that. But I just think Clint, man. And maybe this is too simple. I think this just thing is kind of coming down to the fact of like these guys have been here before, man, and it shows up so much at the end of games, Clint. That these cats have just been here before and they know exactly what to do and where to go.
Yeah.
Their coach has been here with this same group exactly. And yes, Jimmy is new, but hell, he's been here just damn near as much as they have.
Yeah.
And he fits right in. That's the other part. I'm surprised. Like how he fits. So he don't been there 2 months. He fits that.
Well,
easily.
it's the way Jimmy plays is so fun to watch. I mean, like,
you regret that the Rockets not getting him? You regret that yet?
I mean, that's to me, that
he looks so much contingent, better with Steph.
It's
there,
contingent but. on what you'd have to give up to get him. Like I don't know. Like, without Steph, is Jimmy doing this? You know what I mean? Like, without you know, a better defender in Draymond Green and a better offensive player in Steph, and he just has to fit in the middle and do like he did last night, where he is almost disinterested.
I bet he wouldn't have had eight.
Right. Was that? Oh, yeah. No. The Rockets would definitely be a better team right now. Yes. You know, what would he look like with Şengün? What would he look like, you know, if you had two options? The team would be a better team. I don't know if that's a long-term play.
Yeah.
But anyway, the way that Jimmy Butler plays and is almost lackadaisical or disinterested throughout the game, it seems like he is more interested in getting Podzinski or whatever his name is. It seems like he's more interested in getting him involved in the game than he is getting his own points. And then all of a sudden, in the fourth quarter, he's like, give me the ball and get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, and he ends up with 27.
There's just a whole different.
And it goes to the line like 10 times.
Yeah, and it's so calculated of like, I'm not going to take this three. I'm gonna work you, and I'm gonna get to the mid range jumper. I'm gonna get to the rack, and I'm gonna get fouled. I mean, it's interesting to watch how that dude plays. Of like, it's just the aggressiveness. Just, I mean, literally does a 180 midway through the third.
Yeah, no, they, yeah, that is, yeah, he was big last night. Because that second half, that rebound he went up and grabbed, the one where Şengün misses, and it's three Rockets right there. He was cognizant of, the ball's up. Like, it was like he was the only one that went up in a crowd of three guys. Like, he does big things and then does little things.
Mm.
Little things too, man. He has been a big difference maker and was last night. Coming up a little 5 o'clock fire, we'll get you ready and let you know the latest about what the Astros are doing as they've got some news as they get ready for the Tigers tonight. We'll get you those lineups. And remember, coming up 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance, final time this week, to win a pair of VIP tickets to the Inspirity Invitational coming up at the Woodlands. You got a chance to win those coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. That's next as we continue live right here on The Drive.